Moo and good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Pink Tron. I am Brent Robinson, and with me tonight is Sean Fogenberg. Sean, what are you drinking?
I have poured myself a gin and tonic with gray whale gin, which is a all California botanicals.
Nice. Sounds delicious. And with me also is Chris Greenland. Chris, what are you drinking?
I'm traveling at the moment. I'm in Florida, so I ran to the store today and grabbed a bottle of Benchmark small batch bourbon for like $17, and that's all I got at the
Is
moment.
it a Florida bourbon?
No, this is also at a Buffalo Trace distillery. Like, it's a good brand, and I can't find the small batch version of it in California, and they just had it on the shelf. So
Nice.
I was stoked on that, and I'm halfway done through it. So good day.
I 100% thought you were going to say I found some Miller Lights.
I did. I found at Whole Foods, I found a 4-pack of like tall boys, but I already drank those.
Sweet. I have no such fun stories. I am at work and I just have lime bubbly. So, yeah. Boring Brent is in the house. All right, let's get into it. We got Herd Winter Racing. We are in race three of the series, Richmond Roller Coaster, which
Yeah, I assume none of us are have raced this yet.
I have not. I did not do race one.
I watched Matt DeFreitas's stream on the herd page, and front group looked fast, looked hard. He was chasing. He got popped off of the front group several times and had to chase
Whoa.
back, but finished in the top 10 with the like couple seconds behind the front group. It is the beginning starts like you are doing the reverse lap. So you go
Yeah.
down, you do reverse 23rd, reverse Libby, come back up Main Street, go up to the sprint, but then you do essentially a reverse lap of the Fan Flats and finish at the sprint again. So there's a, I think it's 5K from the sprint, from the sprint line after you've already done the majority of the reverse lap as a lead in.
Oh, that's super deceptive. I'm on
Oh yeah,
whatsonswimmers.com
right.
and it's a pan flat course, but the 12K lead-in,
Well,
which
that's
is all elevation. Okay.
isn't this the one that they can set to like, oh, maybe that's the after party where they can set the number of laps at the end, like a circuit at the end?
Oh, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
I
I
guess
know
you can do
we've
this
done it
too.
like that. I know we've done it like that with the start is
I
like
think
the
that you can, because I think that you end on the laps.
Yeah.
So you can just say, like, we're doing five laps of Richmond Roller Coaster, which means you do the 12K lead in and then you do several laps on the flats.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But this is just one lap. So.
This is just one, yeah. But yeah, you do go through the sprint banner twice, right? It's through the sprint banner and then all the way back around the fan flats back to the sprint banner.
Yes.
Okay. So like
Good.
17K total.
It is.
Okay.
And I mean, yeah, you're gonna have to sell out on those first two climbs, like all the way out.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part of the race. Well, I mean, hardest part is, I mean, I guess it'll depend, but if you're in the group through that, you've done a good job today.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's cool.
It does, at least in the front group, there was a lot of dumb stuff happening on the flats. That is a lot of where Matt was doing the chasing was because you've just spent 8K or whatever it is doing really hard efforts. Once you get up to the flats, that is actually a decent time to try and break up the group because everyone's struggling.
Yeah, those are some big names to come in down the list. Smithson, Manalo.
Well, yeah, they all got dropped on the Main Street climb.
Wow.
Or didn't even make it over KLM reverse with the front group. So it this is the I think the nice thing about this one is that you do get sorted into your group fairly early on. So it's not just a lot of getting ground down on the flats with, For someone like me who can do a nice couple minute punch, and do, you know, do a couple of punches, you get into a good group, and then you're working with a group that, you know, they're a little stronger than you, but you're not just getting ground down, trying to hold the group while they're doing, you know, tempo and you're getting dropped.
Yeah, they're doing like 5.0 for like 2 minutes every kilometer just for fun.
Yeah. Because they'll do that on the climb and they'll drop most people, including me, and I'll find the people who can do about what I can do.
This is still like fresh in my mind from HCC with the Stampede, right? Didn't we just do this in this direction?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Except it was the full lap, so we didn't have to do quite as much of the flat circuit at the top.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Because you got to go all the way back around.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it's definitely, if you are not one of the fastest people, it's a Tron race. Unless you're confident that you make it into a decent group and you want to contest the sprint at the finish.
Yeah, definitely Tron. I'll be taking the Tron.
You'll be racing it? You racing tomorrow?
Probably tomorrow, yeah. Work tonight.
Yeah, I think I am out this week. It was a big weekend and then a big race, you know, CRL on Tuesday, end of a block, and I'm taking a rest week. Since we're on the we're doing a Turbotron, let's move on.
Yeah, Innsbruck Ring for herd beginner racing. So all our Cat D's only broken down into, we're going to call them now BCD instead of ABC. Did we make that change or is that coming? I don't know what we talked about that. But anyway, the course is Innsbruck Ring two laps.
Looks like two laps.
That is a mean beginner racing course. Yeah.
It looks like two laps for the A's and B, the top level ones.
Fair enough. Oh yeah, okay. Got it. Okay. Oh no.
And one lap for the lower.
Right. So the thing to remember if you are never raced on Innsbruck Ring before or done any Innsbruck races, especially the lower half, is at about give or take the 5K mark, you will hit a 800 meter 8% climb, which is colloquially known as the leg snapper, and that is the place where the race breaks apart. So you will want to go as hard as you can to stay with the front group across that. Then there is a pretty steep descent for probably another 800 meters to a kilometer, and then there's a little tiny bump that goes up to like 6% that we call the toe snapper. You got to make sure you pay attention to that one. Then you go back downhill, and then it's give or take flat and stay in the group again.
I think for you, if you haven't raced this course before, I think one of the most important things to realize is that the very top of the leg snapper is the place where it is almost the easiest place to get dropped, because when you're on the climb, you're doing whatever you can to keep in contact. You hit the top and you ease up, and if the people in front of you don't, it's really easy for them to just sail away into the distance.
Been there, done that, got all the t-shirts.
Yeah. Again, probably Tron, All-Arounder, or Aero on this course.
Yeah. Tron if you got it, but yeah, All-Arounder. Aero, I guess. It's only those 800 meters. All right. Climber's Gambit is New York City KOM Forward.
That's right. That's me. It's our annual trip in preparation of American Thanksgiving to the streets of New York. So before all these roads are taken over by the giant Snoopy balloon and the Minion balloon, we are going to parade our butts up NYC KOM Forward, right?
Yeah.
Via one lap of something or other, Grand Central Reverse. So it was easier just with the descent. You basically break the banner of the lap as you come down to the bottom. So I just set it at one lap on this one. Yeah, get up, get over, and get down. Should be a pretty quick race this week. I'm trying to pull up the climb stats, but Sean, if you got those handy, I'd welcome them.
Yeah, so it is 1.4K.
There it is, yep.
At 6.3%. But that is a pretty deceptive 6.3% because it is a very stair-steppy climb. So the first 300 meters is at about 7 or 8%. You've got about 100 meters flat. Then there's about 400 meters at probably 10%. Another couple hundred meters flat. Flat or flat-ish, and then another 100 meters of 11% to kind of punch up to the banner. And remind me, is this the, which direction is this? Is this the one where you turn right and go up, or is this the longer, okay, so this is the one where you go through the banner and you stay off to the, or the start and you stay off to the left?
Correct. I'm looking at the map now. The start is the start. This isn't like the double start line one. So you do not make that right-hand turn. You stay to the left. So the first and only red line you see is your start line for this segment. And you stay to the left. Yeah, those, I'm remembering now all those double digit punches as you go through this climb. It's pretty filthy. And
it maxes out around 18%.
Yeah. And it's not like Libby where you hit it for like 18 for like a fraction of a second. There's a good few breaths in there where you're pumping, you know, high teens.
Yeah.
It's a nasty climb. But yeah, there's no double start line. This is the one and only start line you cross. And you stay to the left and go around kind of like a clockwise curve to this climb.
Times, and again, this is always hard because they're most of these times are probably done in races where you've got a little draft. And this course actually has some segments where the draft will matter a lot. But
yeah.
So Matt has done this as an A in about 313, Brent 349, Chris 351. So B's in the high threes. And then I've done this in four. Well, you were when you did that time. B's around 430. C's around 430. And D's probably in the 5+ range for this.
So nothing too excessive.
The fastest time I've got on here is from Dan Pedroza at a 2:46, which is ridiculous.
Smoking. And again, I'm traveling. I haven't had a chance to get up a preview post. I'm not sure if I will, so consider this your preview post. Good luck, everyone.
Great.
Good fun or something. All right. Mountain Goats bike is climber for New York City KOM. Climber. Yeah, so. Lightest bike, Millensteins or Roval wheels, the Roval Alpinists. I think Speciathos is still the fastest climber. If you got it, that's a pretty high level bike. So. All right. My herd of Mountain Goats, Octobahn, up and down and up and down in Innsbruck, right?
Yeah, it's the full route still, right?
I think Octobahn is from the start pens, up the forward KOM, down the reverse KOM, up the downtown loop.
The opposite. So it's the reverse first, and then the forward. But it is, you go up and down and then around the bottom, and then you go up and down and around the bottom again.
Yeah.
It is a 48K-ish race, so... It's going to be a long one.
It's a long one.
And I feel like we did this in HSRL at one point a couple of years ago, and that was a pretty beastly race.
I feel like we did it with custom finish at the top of the second KOM.
We did not.
We did all the way back.
I'm pretty sure we did the whole thing because I remember getting really good times on the sprints, which was the only thing that saved my
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, you just blocked off the last. You blocked out the last 10K.
Well, it could have been in the other race. I mean, it could have been some other race that we did.
Yeah.
That wasn't HSRL too. Yeah, I mean it's going to be 2 20-minute climbs.
Well, if you're fast,
yeah,
quick, yeah,
yeah,
exactly. 2 30-minute climbs maybe.
Yeah, I think when I did Dr. Bond, I think I did it like 23 and 25, something like that. So,
2 extended climbs,
for sure. For sure.
The first is 5.8K at 8%, and the second is 7.4 at 6%. So they're, I mean, we've all done this climb plenty of, both of these climbs plenty of times. We know the climbs, but it is, okay. I mean, this is a good workout. This is a good, like, 2x20, 2x30 threshold. Like,
yeah,
if you can hold threshold, you're doing well.
Yeah. And, you know, the reverse side, the first side is punchier. So it's, I mean, yes, go steady, but you know, you're going to feel those steep bits a lot more on the first one.
Yeah. It's definitely over under is not a, not just like holding threshold.
Yep. I mean, the good news is there is no time on the sprint, so you can start to chill until you get back to leg snapper. And then, you know, if you're trying to hold wheels, you'll have to hold up leg snapper. Everyone will be tired. And then hopefully
recover for you again. So looking at the schedule, I'm not seeing anything on there for Stampede. Are we taking some time off, or have you?
I put it in.
Okay, I just need to refresh this. Oh, there it is.
We're supposed to.
Hey.
Temple Trek.
Oh.
That is a new one.
That's one of the new courses.
Temple Trek is a new one that starts at the Jungle Pens. I believe it will start the actual, that's the pens that you'll start in for a race. And then down through the jungle, left onto the new stuff, and then goes on the new stuff for another. Well, I think it starts like at the lead-in is long. The lead-in is the downhill, technically.
Yeah, it looks like it's a 3.9K lead-in with another 6.5K, so it'll be about 10.5.
Yep, and I think those 6.5K are all in the flat roads at the bottom. So with the new dirt speed, which I believe is fully in force, I think it's time trial bike the whole way. Fullest aero time
just
trial.
Just going to ask about that. Yeah, what's the surface situation here? Is this a bike swap?
Not anymore, for sure. There may have been a time that might have been a strategy, but I think with the new dirt, there's no way.
Yeah, it sounds like for people that don't know, the dirt that people have been complaining about for so long, being really slow, has been sped up, I think, for all bikes, but it makes the most difference for the faster of a bike you have. So for road bikes, it has sped up. Percentage wise, it has sped up more, bringing the difference between a mountain bike or a gravel bike and a road bike down a bit, which now you see people complaining that, like, oh, well, if you have dirt, you might as, like, what's the point of even having a mountain bike now? Which, fair, but
yeah, I mean, they have brought Repack Rush back, so there is someplace else you can use your mountain bike, but yes, it is a bit chintzy. I don't know what the right word is. Anyway, we can have that debate another day. It's not my favorite move ever, but yeah, when you add the reduction of the CRR to the fact that you're now going faster, so the aero advantage is better on the more aero bike as well, there's no, I just can't conceive of how you could ever make up the time on the mountain bike anymore.
Yeah,
over those downhill, over those 3.9 kilometers.
This isn't about this in particular, but it will be interesting in doing the temple climb in McCurry Islands. That has always been, I think, the place. There's two places where the argument for a bike swap made some sense. depending on the race situation. That's one of them. And going into the jungle, if you're going to be doing, you know, a big loop of the jungle, made sense. And it's possible that neither of those actually makes much sense anymore. I'm sure we'll talk about that once we, you know, have a race that might actually make some sense to think about it. But for this, it's definitely just ride a fast time trial bike, especially since it starts downhill. You're going to be flying.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. There's no bike swap possibilities here. So it's a new route, though. So if you haven't done it yet, you'll get a new route in. So come on out. This is the first. We're starting back to Stampede fresh. We were going to go back to time trial module, and I put a request in for that to happen, but I haven't seen the event get updated yet. So if I don't see that happen by tomorrow morning, don't panic, and I will just quickly go in, and it'll be a mass start at Temple Trek instead of TikTok. So.
I really like the new roads, especially for something like a Stampede. It is overall pretty flat, but it definitely rolls. So there might be some time to be gained by smart pacing here.
I've done two races on the new roads. I've been dropped at the Crab Shack both times, so that Crab Shack can go get bent. One was on the turnaround, like we were going out from the jungle, and then there's like a little roundabout there that you can turn around and come back. So we're doing that route that comes and turns. As soon as we went through the turnaround, someone attacked and I got dropped. And then the other one was on Herd Winter Racing, right? Last week we did that, I think, is it Going Coastal? And you come from the desert through there, and right, that was basically just past that roundabout at the Crab Shack because you come off the desert one, and I got dropped there. Wicked. All right. And then that brings us to Bullseye. Mm-hmm. Champs-Élysées. Am I reading that right?
No.
No. Nope.
You are not.
wrong French word. Classique reverse. Right. So 4 laps, 5 sprints. So it's going to be the long lead in, right? From the Pens.
Yeah. So
up Northumberland, then to the left hand turn and back down, and then around down to the red stuff over there. Yeah. That's tricky.
Yeah. So this one finishes coming off of the red roads. Or I guess it's still on. But yeah, you go up and down. Is it called Constitution Hill?
It's not after the Flamme Rouge over on...
Right.
Whatever that
is. Oh, it's the other way? With like the left-hand kink? And then the
exactly.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's a terrible way. I hate that way.
I always misjudge it. I always think you got to go from that turn, but that's too far.
The turn is like 500 meters still.
Yeah.
In a Bullseye, going from the turn might work out for you.
You might make it. I always find it's too early. I find I run out of gas too far. It's a little bit uphill, and it's 500 meters. And I just always find I can't make it that far at full gas. Someone comes around me. I know I was doing a race once, and Eric Schlang was in it from Zwift Insider, and think I went early in that one. He ended up beating me. So yeah, 4 laps, 5 sprints, because that first one is going to count on the lead in, and then everyone to the finish. First across the line at every sprint. That's the only sprint point, so it's the only one you got to worry about.
Ooh.
Lots of recovery in between.
So I'm looking at the courses for next week for Herd Winter Racing and HBR. It looks like Herd Winter Racing is on City and the Skur.
Ooh, fun.
That's going to be an interesting...
How many laps?
That's... it doesn't look like...
Two.
Is it
no
two?
Laps. 0 laps. Just the lead-in?
I could say it two on the thing I'm looking at. for 14.5. So what's two laps of the city of Missouri? That's three times up the gravel side.
Yeah.
Right? Because it starts.
Yeah, the lead in is the first time up and then two more.
Yeah.
Yep. So three up the gravel side, two up the roadside. Finish at the top. Yeah.
I'm going to worry about getting shelled and dropped on those Richmond roads first. I'll worry about that next week.
Yeah, so again, this is one that is probably better for people that are good at punching and not so good at just holding threshold.
Yay.
Because you're going to get split off the front group if you're not one of the fastest.
Yes,
so
for sure. That's Gurr. There's no, like, I could never hold those A guys on this Gurr. There's no way.
And this is, yeah, here we go. So we won't talk about it now, but next week we have our bike choice discussion, given the changes in. So this is, it's on gravel, not the dirt. So it'll be, I'll have to take a look.
I'll foreshadow by saying they made the gravel even easier than the dirt.
Okay.
I think there's no contest anymore.
And then HBR is on TikTok, which if you've done HBR ever before, you've probably done it on TikTok.
Desert, ocean, finish back. At desert. Yep. All right. Yeah, so are you out for racing this weekend, Chris? You're away? Nothing.
I get home Saturday night, so I'll get something in on Sunday, just because I haven't ridden my bike for a week. But I don't know if it's going to be that early morning. Well, I'm on East Coast time, so I'll probably be up and awake for HWR, that final race, in the morning. And maybe do a climber's. I might do a doubleheader on Sunday. We'll see. Who knows? Who knows what the weekend has in store for me?
Just some small batch. I can't remember what it was called.
Benchmark small batch, a flight benchmark home, and perhaps batch. Some light Zwifting.
There you go. And Sean's on recovery weekend, setting up his new digs.
Yeah. After returning home from a weekend riding hills down in San Diego with Chris.
Whoop, whoop.
Oh yeah. So all right, we're gonna do a little inside baseball here. So Sean and Chris are at, I can't remember what it's called, Ride the Cape or
Ride the Point.
Ride the Point in San Diego. And they put pictures in our Pinktron group chat, and there's one that's both at the start of the KOF. But the funny thing is there's one third guy in the picture. Steve Richard posts, he says, "Oh, I didn't realize how old and grizzled Chris has gotten until I realized I was looking at the wrong guy." And I gotta say, I did the same thing, but Sean. At first, because you guys had sent me a picture before, and I was like, God, I thought Sean was wearing the herd kit too. And he's like a little bit behind Chris and smaller in the bag. I'm like, oh, never mind. It's like he looks a lot different on this picture than, I mean, I've seen him on a Zoom chat like every Friday, give or take, for a year. It's like, that's weird. Oh, that's the wrong person.
Yeah, so. I thought Chris was younger. I thought Sean was taller.
I did. As soon as he sent that, I took to the Magic Eraser app on my phone. I was like, let's see how we can take old Rip Van Winkle out of this photo. And I did it for the most part, but the issue that I'm having is the shadow of this old gentleman's bicycle. So I'll send you what I got. It's a little bit better, but you have this ghost shadow. It looks better overall.
And out of curiosity, did that guy beat you guys at the KOM?
Absolutely not.
Probably.
That was a KOM segment. So we did have a herd climber's gambit just on this one segment, which was what were the stats? It was about 1K at 8%, somewhere in that range.
1.5, right? It was over a K. It was a healthy bit above a K. And shout out to, I don't even know if she's part of the Herd Racing community. I know she's big in the group, like the Social Ride Herd part of it. But Samantha Bromley, who traveled all the way to San Diego from South Africa, won the women's hill climb competition.
Like won it outright?
She was the, the top time.
Yeah, top time for the women's, representing the herd in full herd kit. I don't know what she wins for that. Maybe free entry next year. She just has to get back up from South Africa. but tremendous shout out to her. She probably doesn't listen. She's not probably a part of the herd racing community, but let's try to get her in for a climber's gambit. That's my goal. But she won the women's category.
Sean's going to tag her now in the herd post to the pink draw.
There you go.
I've got a few. Like Janet, who traveled down. Janet and her daughter traveled in from Toronto. And they expressed some interest, at least Janet did, about doing some of the Climber's Gambit events. I'm going to tag her in the next preview post. We'll try to make some racers out of these folks. There's some huge potential here and some talent.
Yeah, there were. So
obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Shout outs to I know the Finneys race. So Ed and Maureen. Who else was out there? Carl Drake, who leads a lot of the rides. David Williams did a really fast time up the KOM. Yeah. And just, yeah, stats for the climb. It was about 1.2K at 8%. And Herd got three of the top 12 men's time and the top overall women's time. So
amazing. That's great. Yep. Fun. I did a Fondo once with my wife, the only Fondo my wife and I have ever done together. She's not even here to defend herself for the story, but anyway, it was on the it was on the same route that the, or a lot of the same route, abbreviated version of it, that at the time the Tour of Alberta was on, so like the continental level pro race was on, and it had a KOM segment, and at the most of the time I just rode around with her. We got to the bottom of the KOM, I'm like, I'm gonna go ride the KOM. She's like, okay. So I like smashed all the way up the KOM, and I probably only came in like 50th or whatever, but I get to the top and I'm waiting. Eventually, the person at the top, who was the timer, is like, are you waiting for someone in particular? I'm like, my wife is coming. Like, how long did I take? And they're like, oh, like 3.5 minutes. I'm like, I don't feel like she should be this long. So I start to ride back down the KOM, and she's standing there halfway up eating a granola bar. And I'm like, why did you stop for a snack? You're in the middle of the KOM. You could eat in the top. She's like, I'm just hungry here.
I was hungry.
It's like, I don't even understand what's happening right now. In the KOM segment.
On Sunday, we went and rode what is one of the bigger climbs in the kind of downtown San Diego area. Not in downtown, but in the like main area without having to go out to the mountains. Mount Soledad. And we hit the start of the climb, and I was like, I'm gonna go do an effort. And so it was like a 20-minute ish climb. And most of the group was not doing a hard effort. The goal was just to get to the top. And I get up there, and Ed Finney's kind of right behind me, and we kind of just hang out up there for a while. Realize like, okay, maybe we should head down a little bit and see what's going on with the rest of the group. I headed down kind of to the parking lot, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna like cheer people on as they come by, and like, yeah, you just got this one little sprint up to the top. And then a few minutes later, I get a text from Chris saying like, we're gonna be a while, because David Williams had a blowout of his tire and just was spraying tubeless sealant all over the road. And it, I think you guys ended up doing about a 50-minute time on the climb because not because of a granola bar, but because of a unsealable tubeless puncture.
Yeah, we went from sealant didn't work, plugs didn't work. We had to retube it. Of course, he had an insert in there too, so we had to take the insert out, pump it up. It was great. I'd never seen a tubeless plug get shot out like a can before that day. You know, we just took it one step at a time. It was really a good exercise because I've gone through all the whole decision-making process on, okay, if not A, then B, if not B, then C. I've done that before. But like Carl was with us, I think. Samantha was with us. So this was all like a learning exercise for them. They'd never gone through what to do when your tubeless
won't seal.
Yeah, like it had never come up in real life situations. So going through it in a very methodical, it was a clinic, if anything else. So just one more reason to come to San Diego next time. We got climbs, we got group rides, we got roadside bike clinics. We got it all.
Meetups at breweries.
That sounds awesome.
Yep. It's all included.
Good. Well, I think we should probably say on that note, ride bikes. They're awesome. And thank you to Sean Fogenberg. Thank you to Chris Geeland. Enjoy your races this weekend, everybody. Moo and good night.
Turbo complete.
Nicely done.